Now, customization isn't just limited to toolbars, so I want to show you another example of a customization, but this time specific to context menus. The comment and uncomment code commands are commands that I use when I'm editing code for documentation. This isn't something I do every day, so I don't always remember the keyboard shortcuts. When I do want to use these commands, I don't like hunting for them through the edit menu. I want these commands to appear in the editor's context menu. To add these commands to the context menu, I first need to open up the Customize dialog and go to the Commands tab. Now, I need to find the editor's context menu, specifically the context menu for the code window. It's near the top of the list, but you can see that there are context menus available for the debugger, Project and Solution Explorer, Team Foundation, and so on. Now I need to decide where in the context menu I want to add my commands. I could create a new submenu and then add the commands to the submenu, or I can just add them to the top level context menu, which is what I'll do in this video. Keep in mind you're seeing all the commands that can appear in this context menu. These aren't always visible or enabled, so I usually see a subset of these. For example, items may not be visible because of the project type that I'm working with. I want to add the commands for commenting and uncommenting code. It can take a little while to find what you're looking for in the list since there are so many commands available. But keep in mind that if you select the commands list, you can start typing and it'll jump to that section. The specific commands that I want to add are selection comment and selection uncomment. I had to do a little searching through the list to find the right command, but the icon helped confirm that I had the right one. I'd like for these to appear below the View Designer command, so I need to move them down in the list. Now, I want to put these commands in their own group, so I need to choose the items at the top of the area that I want to split and mark them as being in a new group. Okay, that should do it. So now if I highlight a section of code, I should be able to access the comment and uncomment commands. I encourage you to spend some time customizing Visual Studio. Customizations can be a big boost to your productivity. And don't forget, if you ever need to reset your settings, this can be done through the Tools menu. Just follow the Import and Export Settings wizard.